For the first time in more than 130 years, Americans are consuming more renewable energy than coal. President Trump has promised to revitalize the coal industry, which has now lost more than 6,000 jobs in the wake of the coronavirus crisis, but had been in decline long before that. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure at member station VPM. And Robin, the last time the U.S. consumed more renewable energy than coal was actually back in the 1800s when wood was a main source of energy. What's going on?
I mean, coal has been on a glide path to ruin for quite some time, thanks really in large part to the natural gas boom. And so all the plants, the power plants that are coming online, the natural gas-fired plants for starters, they're just cleaner burning and more modern than the coal-fired boilers of old. I mean, coal is very CO2 intensive per unit of energy. It's not as smart, especially if the price of the alternatives are plummeting at the same time.
Yeah, you're alluding to something else. Perceptions are also changing. Coal is a controversial energy source. It emits a significant amount of carbon dioxide, as you mentioned.
Yeah, and then climate change awareness, which is, you know, in fits and starts, that is there for one. Coal is both wasteful in its extraction and combustion for power. The woke states are pushing renewable targets, and you've simultaneously seen major leaps in solar and wind technology. Last year, actually, wind beat out hydroelectric power for the very first time, and it's now the most used renewable energy source for electricity. So coal is really distantly in the rearview mirror of that.
Yeah, and also affordability of solar and wind technology now, it's more accessible to everyday people.
That's right. And, you know, I think what's being tested real time is how this stuff plays out during an economic shock like what we're experiencing now. Time was you'd have a crisis like this one, and everyone would immediately revert to the cheapest, dirtiest fossil fuels. But I think this time around, some trends are well into place with solar, battery power, and state and corporate renewable goals. If you look at the multinational oil companies for the past several months, they've been racing to slash spending. But I think, Tanya, the concern is this is going to abort some of their forays into renewables. They might take their eye off the ball.
Oh, say more about that.
Right now, the stress is to live to see another day. So things that you think were absolutely non-negotiable have to go because this is a true crisis. We were at a point when the tankers could not pay someone to take it away. So these companies are now looking at every investment. They're deprioritizing these things, but I don't think corporations and states and public opinion are in any way deprioritizing renewables. I think that ship has really sailed.
You know, the president has said he vows to end former President Obama's so-called war on coal. And yet we see there's been this steep decline in coal jobs over the last few years. What's the administration's role in really trying to save the coal industry?
It's kind of symbolic at this point. West Virginia is really important to him, whole swaths of Appalachia. But the market is the market. If you want to build a new power plant today, the economics and durability of coal just very much in question. The baseline industry standard right now is the natural gas-fired power plant. You also want to modern for potentially a carbon tax, if and when you're going to be taxed, if and when this is going to be regulated. So you're seeing the slow but sure adoption away from the coal and oil infrastructure. And I just think that stuff is inevitable at this point.
That's Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure on member station VPM. Thank you so much, Robin.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.